in it for the kicks back in my day.
Tonight, we have one of the biggest tracks in acid house history. Let that just sink in. One of the biggest tracks in acid house history. In 1988, it reached number 12 in the UK singles charts. It was the best-selling independently released single in 1989. It was pretty much the anthem for warehouse parties the world over and is often referenced by every major player in the electronic music scene as a track that inspired them. The tune is called Voodoo Ray, and here to tell us about it, it's a guy called Gerald.
I was 21, 1987. I was working at McDonald's, building my own little recording studio at home, using loads of second-hand equipment. And I'd decided that I was going to make a record. And some friends of mine who had heard like my music on like the radio, because I was sending in demos to the radio station, said they knew someone who could make a record for me from this label called Ram Records in Liverpool, only in Liverpool. I was totally into doing it, and they says, well, the guy from the record label was like, well, it's a new type of music, we don't know, but we'll try it anyway. I think like 4 weeks later, it was in the charts. He didn't know what hit him. Me, I was like taking it all in my stride. I never really got into the fame kind of thing. I think Voodoo Ray basically has its own life outside of what I do. I never really got into the whole, I don't know how to explain it. I'm an underground artist who had a record that got into the charts in the UK, probably by accident. Yeah, I'm an underground artist, and I'll always be, because I love the freedom of being able to express myself. I don't have to basically push stuff in a way that is going to hurt my art in any way, which a lot of people couldn't understand with Voodoo Ray. I mean, there was nothing ever like that, and I don't think there ever is going to be anything like that in that kind of pop dance world again, because it's something totally different and unique. I think to try and copy something like that wouldn't even make sense either, because it would lose not just its uniqueness, but I would be wasting my time, because I'd be backing up somebody else's tree.